Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Great morning, Jug. How y'all feeling? It's fine ass Thursday with y'all fine asses. I'm feeling amazing. I am feeling really, really good today because it was full of events and juicing and just a whole lot of good things popping for Juiced Up. And one of the major things that I have been questioned with from over the weekend, and I get this question all the time, a lot of people try it, a lot of people, I'm not going to say fail, but they don't succeed to their expectations, nor do they actually commit to doing the full-out work of this. And that amazing thing is called detoxing. It is called detoxing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your neighborhood juice dealer and dope peeler. You are live, excuse me, with me, and we are talking about detoxing today. The good, bad, the shitty, okay? The ugly, we'll say the ugly. But yeah, detoxing. Detoxing is identified removal toxins from the body. The definition of it, because I wanted to look it up and give you the definition. Could everyone mute their phones? I'm getting some feedback here. Detoxing. Definition is dictionary. The definition of detoxing is a process or a period in which one abstains or rids the body of toxins, unhealthy substance. Abstain means from or away, and rid, to get rid of, to remove, not to have, okay? So detoxing has levels. There are definitely levels to detoxing. One I like to throw out there, because I was a part of a panel this past weekend of some amazing juicers. I want you to follow these people. Definitely Mia with the Right Greens. Barbie, I am Barbie, also known as the Detox Diva, Polo's World, and Juice ATL, 2 U's, and of course, your juice dealer, me. And now being a part of this panel, we were asked several questions, but what sparked me to tell you the first thing, the very first thing in detoxing is just like you come into the altar and laying your burden down, you going into rehab and admitting that this is something you need to do for you. You've gone to the doctor, they've given you the diagnosis. These are things that is done specifically for you. So the only person who knows that you need to do these things, I know it may seem like, well, gee, that's a little harsh. You know, you're coming to a point where you're like, this is what I need to do. Absolutely. This is what you need to do for you and your betterment. This is, I can't want this for you. I can't want this more than you want it. So if we really take a hone in on what's going on, we want to take that first thing into consideration and say, I have a need for this. I have a problem. I have a disease. I have an issue. I have a dis-ease. There's something going on within. So you need to maybe write a list out of all the things that you are experiencing right now in this very moment. Nine out of 10 people will need some type of detoxing. So the first part, and I want to say this again so I know that it is heard clearly. When you are starting a detox, first piece is to get your mind right. Acknowledging, accepting, assessing. Okay, you go to the doctor, they give you a diagnosis. You begin to really listen to your body and know that these things don't feel good. There's something going on. You have thoughts that are not thoughts that you would normally think, or numerous amount of times you have these thoughts that are totally different from your old way of thinking, and not for the better. These are indicators that a detox needs to occur. So now we get our mindset on, this is what we need to do for ourselves. How do I begin? What does that look like? I tell my clients that have been diagnosed with disease or things of that nature, the first thing you need to do in regards to that is know that where you are little building blocks you have taken and build to get to this point. So these things gradually, situation of habits and mindsets and thought patterns and dietary intake and what you watch on TV and who you talk to, who you vent to, all of these things play a major part in the role of wellness. So once we say, okay, we have to detox, how do I start? Detoxes are here when you make them a practical lifestyle, so lifestyle practices. And you can say, I want to start a detox this week as a part of my detox, because, again, it's an ongoing process. This week in detox, I'm going to commit to drinking a half a gallon of water every single day. And the body can be solved with water. H2O is where to go. Start there. Now, if you are already into drinking your water and you want more out of your water, make it sexy. Add fruit. Add herbs. I love a cucumber, strawberry, basil water. That's my go-to. That's my girl. I also love watermelon water. Shout out to me. This is the 11th day that I have consumed watermelon. In between time, I have had a meal on Cinco de Mayo, which was, I broke my watermelon fast with a stew made from Jazz of God food, and it was an alkaline soup, but I really just drink the broth to start off. I had a Zocco yesterday. Shout out to me for having a Zocco. If you never had a Zocco and you're in the Atlanta area, Shameless Eatery is amazing. She makes a oyster mushroom taco. I live, okay? But in the midst of that, I'm still only consuming, besides those two meals, and I don't want to lie to you, I had some alkaline pizza on Sunday because I actually been documenting what I do intake when I intake. So I had Alkaline King, shout out to Solomon. I had his raw pizza. And Crystal Shea Raw, I had her raw pizza. But I only would eat like one piece, and then I was full. So I still have a third of a pizza to go. Shout out to Crystal Shea Raw. Everything I have consumed has been raw. The majority of, if I am hungry, I consume watermelon. Because I know that whatever is in me, detox. Her skin, largest organ on your body, it's the first indicator that detoxes are needed within the body. Then your gut, because if you're not eliminating, then you're full of, let me run it back, if you're not letting go of the poo, full of poo. So now you know that detox. Or let's take it a bit further. Let's get the mental part of it. You don't need anything. You have everything that you need. So do you desire a detox? You want a detox? Your body is saying, I need a detox. So we need a detox. Your hair needs detoxing. Your skin, your nails. That's why we clip things and we groom, because those are parts of detoxing. Now, I also learned, because your skin organ absorbs everything, because it's your protector, but it's also, it absorbs. That dry brushing is a great thing to add when you are starting detoxing processes, because you want to go ahead and stimulate those cells and those follicles in your skin to reduce trapped dirt and toxins. You want to get them out. So dry brushing, and I also say you do it towards your heart. I don't know why, but when you're dry brushing, and this simply means to get like an exfoliating bath towel. I like these exfoliating scrubs from, I heard that they use them in Ghana, and they also use them in Japan, but it's like a mesh-like situation. It looks like if someone took a loofah apart, and now it's elongated, and you bathe with that. But it's a hypoallergenic situation. It's great for dry brushing to stimulate your body to say, hey, we're getting ready to detox. So we're going to prepare you to eliminate these toxins. So you want to do this. And you want to do this dry before you even get in the shower or take a bath, because this is how you get it. You want to remove the dead skin cells, and you want to go ahead and get that process going. So this is part of the detox process and dry brushing. Okay, now you've increased your water. Now you're dry brushing. All right, what else we're doing while we're on this detox? Who are you talking to? Who are you conversing with? Are you asking questions more about detoxing to get a clear direction on where your detox is going to go? What are you reading? Did you get on YouTube and look up detoxing and see someone's process and see what they have grown through? Or did you simply, you know, just watch a documentary and say, you know, this is detox. What the hell? When it first came to surface, people were like changing their complete lives. People were losing hundreds of pounds. People were getting themselves off of medication because they were empowered once they watched this documentary. Not say I miss the words all the time. I have my country draw, so you know what I'm saying. But a lot of people took their health in their hands, and they cooked for it, and they planted fruit and vegetables for it. They planted herbs. They created these herb gardens, and it doesn't take a lot. It takes a lot, but it doesn't take a lot. So when I say turn this detoxing process into a lifestyle, I mean that overall. I'm not saying you have to be vegan. I'm not saying you have to be pescatarian, breatharian, breatharian, whatever. You don't have to subject to the titles and the diets because they're in popular demand. But go back and learn your blood type. Learn what is good for your body. Learn that if you have issues in your stomach, that your gut needs to be healed. So go and find the gut herb. Don't herb yourself up and put all 16 herbs in at one time. Try 1 to 3. You'll know what makes you feel. Try them one at a time. Learn what works for your body. COVID was great for people. I call it the bandemic because I was banned up. I made bands because people had questions, and they asked questions. And they wanted to learn, and they needed to get the juice faster, and they needed herbs, and they needed things. And I learned so much in that time by taking care of others that I learned more often we need a detox. And if you don't know when you need a detox, start with the seasons. As the seasons change, as your diet should change, because the fruit and vegetables, they change. Eat seasonal things. Know where your meat comes from. Know that you have the power and the ability to heal yourself. There's even an herb, one of my most favorite herbs. It's called self-heal. If the universe didn't tell you that that's what's going on, then clearly you're not listening. God created a herb, and it's called self-heal. It helps with the lymphatic system. It helps with the digestive system. It helps with the respiratory system. It helps build your immune system. Now, someone recently told me that your immune system and lymphatic system was the same system. I'll do a little bit more research. But all the systems that have systematically go off when they do, there's a herb for it. Now, in detoxing, a major important key is that you're going to have to get some sleep. Sleep was invented so that your body can repair itself. It's good to get night sleep and so many hours of it, because when the powers that be put this machine together, they put timers in it. And certain times of night, those timers go off. And they say, okay, at 2 a.m. we want to heal the liver. At 3 a.m. we're going to heal the kidneys. At 4 a.m. we're going to heal the esophagus. At 1 a.m., you know, we're going to go ahead and start the filtration process, and then we're going to do the eliminate. So when this person rises up in the morning, they're ready. They're ready to eliminate. Because if you ain't moving, you ain't grooving. So if you're not having regularly bowel movement, we have a problem. That's another indicator right there that we need a detox. We also need a detox from electronics. Because if we move away from the electronics, now our brain begins to work again. These electronics have made it where we don't even have to think. We can speak. We can blink. We can put our thumb there. We can double click. And we don't even have to speak. And we wonder why so many of our youth are late speakers. It's not always autism. It's not always some type of differences or deficiencies that are there. They've been handed an electronic since the womb.
They know how to operate it. They don't need to talk. And now we want to put them in all these therapies and then give them medicine. Well, really, we were just being lazy in our parenting. That's a detox. Admitting your faults to yourself and finding your truth. Those are detoxes. No longer lying to yourself. No longer becoming who people want you to be. Those are detoxes. Having the difficult conversation. Man, don't you know, when you have a difficult conversation and you are able to articulate yourself and get your message across and they hear you, you know the pheromones that are released in your body? You know the serotonin that that is reduced in your brain, so now you have more energy? It disperses dopamine. When you effectively communicate to a party and y'all accomplish something, y'all get it done, man, look out. We working with a monster. Clear communication lines, open and ending, meaning the person who was projecting the message, it was projected. It wasn't lost. There was no feedback. There was no other channel. And it was received, and then the response with the message, this is wonderful. I had to detox myself from speaking to certain friends because their talk didn't align with my journey. So even your closest friends, you have to take a detox from them. Man, shout out to the kids with the superpowers because y'all need detoxes from us parents. Life is crazy, and parenting is the most amazing, rewarding, stressful thing on the planet. And I choose to do it, and I enjoy it, but I also need a break from it. I need a break to step back to say, how can I help Gage with this next part of life as he moves in from adolescence and moves into a teen? How can I better equip myself? What is some of the new language that I can speak to him in so that he can be aware of things, so that he knows outside of the household when we are in other spaces, how to respond, how to get your point across, how to say your feelings. How to say, oh, I've had enough, or nope, I don't feel like a hug today. It's a fist bump for me. These are all parts of detoxing. And we haven't even gotten to food, but let's get there. You've created a chart. You got your mind right. You're intaking your water. Start with the food. You've educated yourself on the areas that you need improvement in. And don't think that you have to do this alone. There are groups out there. There are apps out there. Facebook definitely has a detox group somewhere. You can join the Juice Dealers and Dope Healer group. We help you with detoxing. We help you find the juice that's right for you. We offer consultations. We have other services outside of us that we can and resources that we can give you. Because that's what it's about. It's a community behind it. Like, back in the day, like, communities fasted together. For some of you who know my story and don't know my story, I'm a byproduct of love completely, and also my mom to domestic violence. So I really only operate in love. I'm not even a violent person. I can be, okay? But I choose not to because I've conquered that portion of my brain that wants to go there. So I'm a byproduct of that lifestyle. Definitely a love child. I am an Aries as well, a goddess of love and war. So there is war. There will be war sometimes. But I grew up in a rural county outside of Dublin, Georgia, called Montrose, Georgia. It's just like a skip to Dublin, so it's Dublin, Georgia. Dublin has three exits.
you blink, you will miss it. It's down 16, headed towards Savannah. And I remember going to church, and I remember the church being packed with people that were fasting and praying. That's a detox. Earlier this year, I did a Daniel fast with Eat Plants and Prosper. Shout out to the founder, Whitney Miner. And I went through that experience. But I still need another one and another one and another one. And mainly why you need detoxes, because I know we don't need anything, but sometimes there's a need for a something, so you want to get that, is that a parasite is living and thriving in your intestine. Unhealthy gut bacteria is thriving in your gut, in your stomach. Mites and microscopic things, they are in there. They thrive on your poo and the waste and the fat and the unhealthy things, the sugar, the carbs. That's what fuels them. So they're thriving. And as they thrive, the sicker you get. As they grow, the weaker you are. As they continue to eat away, the more you deteriorate. Now, nothing, absolutely nothing in this life is promised to you other than death. Same with promise. So while we are here, make a difference within yourself, within your immediate family, within your community, within your state, within your country. Make that vow to you. That is, you may be a small pebble, but when you are thrown in the middle and that ripple starts, man, you're as big as the ocean. So learning what you need and learning how to get the things that you desire stems from what you're putting inside. You don't have to give up a thing, because if you take an assessment of your life to this point right now, it's an accumulation of little decisions, little actions, little events. Food's here, food's there, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and now we're here. So if you don't like something, don't like it. Sit in it. Feel that. Be in it. And then ask yourself, are you going to barbecue? Are you going to meal do? You going to sink or swim? I attended this workshop a couple of months ago, and it was entitled P.S. You Get to Save Yourself. Nobody's going to come and save you. You're going to sink or swim. You have the decision. And even if you can't swim, you're going to learn how to float. Get your backstroke on, because there are going to be a lot of times when it's dark. There are going to be a lot of times when you are alone. There are going to be a lot of times when that silence screams the truth, and you have the ability to change it. You have the ability to fight within and go within and say, I don't like this. I want to change. This is not how I want to be perceived. This is not how I want people to remember me. This is not how I want to be talked about, because you know they're talking. You ain't got no haters if you ain't what? Popping. And I'm popping. Yeah, my abs are popping. My skin is starting to pop. Because I've been on this watermelon fast. The rind of the watermelon is really good for, it's so good for your stomach and your gut health. Some people even take the skins of watermelon and pineapple and they boil that down and make a tea and they drink that. Ooh, yes, it makes your stomach hurt. But when your stomach hurts, that is also an indication that things are coming out. Again, if it's coming out, that's what we want. If it's staying in, we got a problem within. And you can't win if you ain't right within. Shout out to my Reiki master, Lulu, because we get to save ourselves. And when you're saving yourself, it's hard, it's difficult. You want to give up on it. So that's when you connect with the community. That's when you surround yourself by people who want to detox with you. When you surround yourself by going to seminars and listening to people like myself and those amazing juicers from the panel at the Veggie Taste Third Annual Cleanse Fest. So get in those communities, get in those classes, and know that, you know, you don't have to do it alone. Think about AA meeting when they go, "Hi, my name is Bob, and I'm an alcoholic, and it's been 47 days since I had a drink. I'm going to keep showing up so I don't have a drink." Same with you. "Hi, I'm Susie. I'm addicted to my lemon pepper wings, all flat, extra crispy." Okay? "It's been 6 months since I had a mild lemon pepper wing, and I'm going to keep showing up." It's the same thing. "Hey, my name is Tim. I don't drink enough water, but it's been 82 days, and I have successfully drunk 82 gallons of water because I drunk a gallon of water a day. I'm going to keep showing up." And it's okay if you fall off. Nobody said you had to be perfect. You put that level of perfosity on yourself. Not a word, but my word. So you get your mind together. You get your spirit right. And know that you have something to live for. Food is definitely a drug. And the next drug that is, I'm talking neck and neck, is love. That's one of the world's most powerful drugs right there, love. So if you get addicted to love and get addicted to loving yourself and get addicted to loving to sweat and get addicted to loving to putting good foods in your body and get addicted to loving healing your body, all the other things you want, the byproduct of it, the abs, the ass, the chest, the arm, the skin, the hair. People always ask me, "Hey, your hair, man, your hair be growing long. I've been locked a couple of years." And they're like, "Your hair is long." Every time I go on a detox, I swear my hair grow like 2-3 inches. Because I give my body what it needs to repair itself and heal itself. I have worked out for every single thing. I used to work out for the abs. I used to work out for the glutes. I used to work out for the gun show. Like, I used to work out for it to be stronger. Man, my mindset shift about 8 years ago. The age is 10. Okay. So my mind shift about seven, eight years ago. And I said, "Man, I got to work out so I can run behind him. I got to work out to keep up with him. I want to work out so when I pick up my groceries, I don't strain my back. I want to work out so I can help the elderly across the street and I'm strong enough to help them. I want to work out so I don't need help when I get older. I want to work out because I want my knees to always stay strong. I want to work out and detox so I can try to stay here as long as possible so I can watch Gage grow up and be amazing. Still work out and eat. I'm 39 years young, and I may still want to have more children. I want to make sure that my anatomy is ready and it's equipped, because when I'm ready, I'm ready. So if I continuously have my body stay ready, then we're ready.
women are having children later on in life because they're starting to be established in their 30s and late 30s. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're in your 40s, your 50s, hell, even in your 60s, it's okay to start that business. It's definitely okay to change your lifestyle right here, right now. It's okay to start walking every day. No one said you had to go lift 250 pounds today, but go for a walk today. Get you some 5-pound weight. Graduate to some 15-pound weight. One of my most favorite fitness enthusiasts is Ellen Ector. This woman is so phenomenal. I have had the opportunity of working alongside her, and she is phenomenal. Her whole family, shout out to the Ector family. Her daughter, Lana, too, amazing, amazing fitness instructors and enthusiasts. And they have a cookbook out, Black Girl Gone Vegan. A black girl's a vegan, too. One of the two. I don't want to mess it up, but it's one of the two. You can Google it and find it. And it's all these Southern traditional dishes veganed up. She's one hell of a lady, and I think she started her fitness journey maybe in her late 40s to 50s. Seriously. Miss Ellen is 68, 69. Abs of steel, okay? About a gun show, that lady back look amazing. And she changed her life because her children changed their lives. And it just became her lifestyle. And she has reversed aging. Y'all look up Ellen Ector. That woman is my hero. She looks amazing. I love her so much. Her name is tattooed on me. That's the joke we have. That was my mom's name. But, yes, Miss Ellen is a phenomenal woman. But you don't have to be young to experience illnesses. You don't have to be old to experience illnesses. You can begin wherever you are. You can really change yourself. You can heal yourself. But it all started with a detox. Mentally, there are herbs for that, for mental. We're in mental health awareness month. It's also lupus awareness month. I know two people. Shout out to DJ, mental health advocate, Morehouse grad. His company is called Mental Health. And he goes around and he puts, mental health is real stickers everywhere because the brother has suffered. And he found his way in meditation. So he goes around and he preaches his herbs and meditation gospel to people and get them encouraged and pumped up to heal their mental health. And just be aware that check on your strong friends because they might not be as strong as they perceive. I also know a really good friend, Antoinette, we call her Bird, who has put her lupus in remission for years via herbs in her diet. Y'all, I've seen it in so many people. So if anybody can do it, clearly you can do it. You were born a winner. Think about it. At the moment of conception, 10,000-something sperms was dispersed. And you made it. You literally are born a winner. You were born to do great things. You were born to have great thoughts. You was born to live a great life. It may have trials, tribulations, struggles, hustle, and bustle, but you're still here. I walk around the streets of Atlanta sometimes, strapped, but I do it as a reminder that I may be one thought, one decision, one move away from becoming a pot
and I use a lot of analogies. A pot is a person of the street or people of the street. I don't call them anything else. I just say they become a pot. And if someone will pour into their pot, it'll be made filled. They will be made whole. But they're empty, like a pot. So they roam the street, and it sometimes is situational, sometimes it's addiction, sometimes it's mental health, sometimes this is just what it is. And maybe not all of us have experienced it, but some of us have experienced homelessness. Some of us have experienced not having any resources or no place to go or no one to call or no help. And so this is what it is. Some of us have actually been there. Some of us have been prideful and didn't want to reach out to our family members or for help, me personally. And some of us have had the right mindset to go and get the help or go and ask for the help. But that was a part of your journey and your process in your detoxing. If you look at life, it's going to be a continuation of getting rid of things, growing new things, cutting, determining not to deal with people, dealing with people, contracts here, there, relationships, detoxes. You have to detox yourself from people, places, and things. So today I not only give myself permission, but I give you permission to give yourself permission, because you don't need my permission. You don't need my validation. But validate yourself and know that you are worthy and worth it, and you owe it to yourself to get yourself in the best shape possible today, right here, right now. This is your come to Jesus moment. This is your time to come to the altar and say, hey, I've been living this way. Let me try something else. Let me try 7 days, no meat. If that's too difficult, be vegan on the weekends. If you're already vegan and healthy, you might be too uptight for me. Go have fast food Friday because you stress me out because you overly people who are, I'm vegan, I don't wear leather, and I love the animals. We love them too, girl, but, you know, people better not put none on my fur coat, okay, because we're going to have a problem. And that's okay, and that's my business, but I had to detox. Start wherever you think you need to start. Juicing is one of the most effective and easier ways to enter detoxing. There's so many fun combinations that you can just create all day. It's bartending with fruit and vegetables. And, yeah, it's definitely Nature's Bar. So get real creative. All the things you, ooh, I don't like beets. Mix them with some watermelon. Mix them with some seeded grapes. Add some ginger. It's busting. Ooh, I can't do spinach. I can't do kale. Put that kale with some pineapple. Now, experts say you're not supposed to mix fruit and vegetables because your body doesn't know what to absorb and how to absorb, and sometimes it confuses it. That's okay. Start where you are. If taste is an issue, add the pineapple. Add the peaches. Add the mango. Strawberries are kind of bitter when you juice them, but add carrots. That's very sweet. Ooh, sweet potato is sweet too. And it comes like a milky, so I like to drink it warm. Mm. Put a little cinnamon on top of that. I get so excited. I get excited about juice. But, yeah. Start where you are. Love on you enough. Go and buy you a Breville today. Get on Amazon. go buy you a Breville. Inexpensive. If you need something, a cold press, there's a Norwalk on there. If you want to ante up your juice game, or you can simply go to www.juiceupbar.com and order today. We ship Monday and Tuesday. Wednesdays is our emergency ship days because we're scared it may not get there. Yeah. Detoxing. How will you start? How will it end? Learn to trust the process in between. You got this. I'm rooting for you. No one says it's going to be easy, but hard work definitely pays off. Now, if there's anyone who is online that has any questions, let me know. I'm here. I'm going to open the floor up today if anybody has any questions. Because I never open it up for questions.
How's it going today?
It's going wonderful. How you feeling, Mary?
Good. It's pouring down rain. It's a good thing in my world.
I love that. So that's the earth detoxing.
That means that mom gets to stay in the house today and not have to chase the kids in and out of the house all day. Yeah. I have those kids that love to be outside and hate being inside.
When the last time you did a detox, Mary?
On purpose or on accident?
Either way.
About a month ago when I got sick.
Yeah, I wanted you to say that because I knew what it was. But I wanted you to say that. The body indicating that it needed detox. It'll get sick on you. What did you experience and what was your detox process?
My detox process basically was a lot of clear liquids. I make my own homemade chicken soup with bone broth.
Mm-hmm.
And spent a lot of time sitting in the bathroom.
I love that. That is a major part of detoxing. You are going to pee and poop, okay? If you're not, there's a problem.
But
to push the toxins out.
For me, naturally, I go through, my body goes kind of like a detox right before I get my period.
You better say it, Mary, because you listen to your body.
That's how I
know
when
it's coming. What are some of the things you experience?
No matter,
No
matter what I eat, everything just runs through.
That's a clear indication that this cycle is coming on because your body's releasing different chemicals to let your body know that it's time to release this egg because it wasn't fertilized. Headaches are another indicator.
Mm-hmm.
Some people get headaches before their cycle. Mm-hmm.
And then I get I am so thirsty. So I am like downing water like you wouldn't believe.
Increase in water because you need to be more hydrated. Because your body is about to go through a detox process. So it will tell you, hey, we're feeling like we need some water.
I'm just thrilled I'm going through all that process now before I go on my trip.
Yep.
But, like, I can tell when I start needing to go through that, clean my system out, because I end up, like, not feeling good, and I end up, like, sweating so bad in my sleep.
That's your thermostats telling your body that it is time. We're overloaded with toxins. We want to get them out. So we'll heat the body up to try to sweat and release those toxins that way.
But I've learned a long time ago when I was a kid to listen to my body.
Mm-hmm. I think Gage is the same way. Sometimes he don't want to eat out and about because, you know, he goes to the bathroom after he eats.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't like going to the bathroom in certain places, so sometimes he won't eat.
And they will hold it until they basically block themselves up. My son's the same way.
Yep.
And it was my fault because I didn't think about it. I took him to Walmart to the bathroom when he was little. And these kids don't forget things, ever. And they have the self-flushing toilets. Well, when kids sit on those toilets, they lean a little forward, so they'll be still using it, but the sensor makes it sound like they get off. And so he thought he was going to get flushed down the toilet.
Oh, my God. That is scary.
So he does not use Walmart bathrooms or any toilet that doesn't have a handle on it. And if he absolutely has to, his hand will literally, he will sit backwards on the toilet and put his hand on that sensor.
I don't blame him.
I don't
blame him. I would be, Walmart, I don't even go to Walmart. I shop Walmart online because it's a lot going on in Walmart. Let's just leave it at that.
It is, but for me, we go to the same three stores, so they all know my kids. So I can take my kids to the store, let them actually walk into the store and go pick out what they need, mm-hmm. and I know they're going to be safe. I know that they can have that little bit of independence and learn how to shop, and they could never leave the store. No one could leave the store with my kids.
You know what? That's another aspect to it, too. So thank you for sharing that. Knowing when you're detoxing and you don't know what to buy, take 2 laps around the grocery store. Because everything else is just fillers.
Mm-hmm.
All your whole foods, your natural foods, they're on the outskirts. So learn your stores.
One thing I've learned a lot with my kids is that, like, my daughter will eat anything dark green. She won't eat lettuce. But, like, my son won't eat that kind of stuff. He's now starting to try it. He will take a bite, but he will only do it if you take a bite. So to get them the nutrients they need without them knowing it, like, I'll cut up spinach or different lettuces really fine and put it in like spaghetti sauces. I'm making spaghetti at the end. So to them, it looks like a seasoning. It looks like rosemary. It looks like thyme.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still getting all those extra nutrients. And the other thing is potatoes have a lot of vitamin C in them. So for special kids who don't eat fruits or people who have stomach issues that can't drink orange juice and stuff like that, make sure it's uncleaned. By that, it's dirty because the chemical they use on clean potatoes strips away some of the nutrients. But the meat of a potato actually has more nutrients than the skin, and it has a nominal amount of vitamin C.
You better talk to him, Mary. Okay then, girl.
I learned that when my son, because, you know, the most common issue with autistic kids is scurvy because they don't like fruit.
Yep. Now, Gage loves the fruit. He tells me he's allergic to vegetables. So I make him a smoothie.
That's cute.
Yeah, make him smoothies.
And then I asked the doctor, how come, you know, he don't eat orange juices. He doesn't do fruits. He don't do popsicles. He don't do anything like that. And he goes, well, they eat potatoes. I go, yeah. Fried, deep fried, any way you make them, he'll eat them. That's when I went and bought an air fryer for him. That's why.
Man, I love this. I might have to keep this detox talk for next week because I haven't even got into what foods detox, and we about to run out of time.
And a lot of them are foods you eat every day.
Every single day.
Coming up, I'd like to do a show with you about comparing cow's milk to all these fake milks, especially for kids.
Mm. Okay. We do nut milk in my house, so we get to, we make our milk. Awesome. Mary, as always, I'm grateful and gracious for the platform. Shout out to all the Jugs who, from week to week, continue to, you know, listen to me. My show is growing. I'm grateful. Yeah, I know I call myself the plant-based Oprah. Oprah has done radio, and shows are coming next, but I just want to express my gratitude to everybody who takes the time out to listen and really use the information. I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for the Hope Collection. And Bob, I'm hugging you, brother. And that's it. That's my time. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to Juice Dealer Dope Dealer Radio. Tune in at noon. Mary, what you got? Tell these people what you got going on at noon, see?
We got a special guest on today who was 6 years military, Army, and she has developed a coaching business helping individuals and service members transitioning all the military. Or transition life. So, have a good day. See you back here at noon.
Peace, Queen.
Bye for now.
Later, Doug.